With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
Welcome to Comic Confidential, the weekly show where we discuss our favorite things from popular culture. My name is Rachel.
My name is Troy.
My name is Amy.
And this week we are talking about superheroes.
Yeah.
Finally.
Finally.
Might I add.
Are you surprised? I am.
Me too. A bloody podcast with comic in the name, and I don't even know if we've spoken about superheroes yet.
I'm sure we have. For everything.
Yeah, of course. Yes, we need to bring the superhero life into this world.
Into this world. Are we going to talk about comics? No.
No.
I mean, we can talk about comics, but I've got no fucking clue when it comes to them, so.
Excellent. welcome to Comic Confidential, Rachel. None of us do.
Nah.
Look, we are going to be talking about superheroes in the way that it's like 60-minute superheroes.
Yeah.
Basically.
Yeah.
So if you could be any superhero for 60 minutes, what would you be? Who would you be? Why would you be it? What would you do if you were that person? And maybe what are the ramifications when everything wears off once you're done?
Juicy. That's a good one.
That's a good one. Just thought of it. Just came to me. On the fly. Yeah, so that's what we're going to do.
All right.
So who wants to go first? I'm going to point at one of you. That's not me. And it's going to be Rachel.
It's going to be Rachel.
It's going to be Rachel.
Rachel's got absolutely no idea. All right.
I feel like there's an obvious choice.
Well, okay. Okay.
And if you say the wrong thing,
and
you're
if wrong. I say the wrong thing, Troy's going to judge me hard.
He's just going to leave.
Yeah.
Okay. I feel like it would make the most sense for me to say Wonder Woman.
Wrong.
No. You're wrong. No.
All right.
No.
Well, who would I be for 60 minutes, Troy?
Actually going to say Wonder Woman. So it works perfectly.
Yeah, I would be Wonder Woman.
Okay,
yeah.
But why would you be Wonder Woman?
Because I want to wear that outfit.
Okay.
Any one of them, pick one, I want to wear it.
Any one of them?
Yeah.
Any one of the one outfit she wears. Or do you mean her own personal outfits as well?
She is very stylish. As Diana.
She's a fashionista.
That white number that she wears in Wonder Woman 84.
Oof.
I want it on my body, and I want my body to be her body.
Yeah, she that is banging.
Old school man suit from Wonder Woman 1.
Yes.
Great.
Yes.
So, okay, so basically the premise of this, I guess we should probably get into a little bit more, is that you have the powers of this superhero.
Okay, so I don't actually get to be her.
For 60 minutes.
60 minutes only you can be her.
60 minutes only. So, look, okay. You can't be necessarily Wonder Woman herself.
Okay, that's fine. I would still fly.
Okay.
That's the only requirement.
I would still fly, and I would still probably go up to some motherfuckers and make them tell me the truth.
Oof. With your lasso.
With my lasso.
Of justice.
That's great.
Yeah.
It's truth.
And I would probably, do I get the wrist
cuffs?
Things?
Yeah.
The gauntlets. That's what they're called. Do I get the gauntlets?
The wristy cuffs.
Yeah. The wristy cuffs.
Yes. You get everything that she's got.
And I'm just going to find, you know what I'm going to do? Oh my God. This is what I'm going to do. I am going to fly around. This is how I'm going to use my hour.
I'm liking it.
And you are welcome to every customer service worker out there. I'm going to use my hour. And I'm going to fly around. I'm going to round up all the Karens.
Okay.
Ooh. All of the Karens. I'm going to round them up. I'm going to lasso all of them. I'm going to make them tell the truth about the service they received.
Yep.
Because like they always like, I was waiting for 40 minutes. It was never 40 minutes.
It was four. A minute.
It was 10 minutes tops.
Yeah.
All right.
Calm down,
so
Karen.
They are going to tell the truth about the service they received and the quality of whatever product it was that they were purchasing.
Yep.
And then just for shits and giggles, I'm going to gauntlet them.
Jesus.
And then all the Karens just fly off into space.
Yeah. See ya. No, it just knocks them out a bit. They'll be fine.
Just knocks them out a bit.
They'll be fine.
Well, look, that's a very noble way to use your powers.
It's much better than what mine's going to be.
Yeah, well, I was kind of put on the spot.
I just want to swim in the ocean.
But you know what? I'm not going to go back on it now. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be Wonder Woman, and I'm going to get justice
for all the customer service workers out there.
God bless you all. Hestia, bless you all. Zeus, bless you all.
Amen.
In the name of Zeus, amen.
Amen.
I think that's how it works.
So ramifications-wise here, there'll be none.
Just no ramifications?
Yeah. No.
I don't think it's out. There's no ramifications.
No.
There's no bad
thing. The Karens will be too scared to be Karens anymore, and they'll just become like Kates. I don't know.
Or but maybe they will form a super Karen.
Maybe. it's like Cheetah from Wonder Woman 84, but it's just one giant Cameron. Is Cameron the male version of Karen?
No.
Can we...
I've heard many a names, so there's been Matthew.
Matthew's a good one.
Chad.
No one's called Chad.
Brian
was the other
one. Brian. Okay. How many Brians do you actually know?
None. Shut up, Brian. Exactly.
Classic Brian thing to say.
Sorry.
So I just want to get this clear.
Yeah.
You get to be Wonder Woman for an hour.
Yeah.
And you're going to spend all your time with Karens.
No.
Making them respect.
I'm going to spend all of my time getting justice.
Okay.
At the end of it all, she's going to be like, justice is served. And then all the cars go away and she walks away into the night.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Cool.
if I've got time left over, I might just, I don't know, fly around for a bit.
Just have a look.
Yeah, just fly around for a bit.
Hey, Rachel, what are you doing?
Enjoy just have a look. Just have a look. Just waiting for a mate. Yeah. Just fly around for a bit.
Cool. All right.
I like it.
Join some interrogations. You know, just like drop in on some interrogations. Be like, what's up?
They'll be like, who the hell are you? And you'd be like, Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And they'd be like, no, you're not. You'd be like, look at this thing that I can do with these gauntlets. Boom. And they just gauntlet everyone.
Yeah.
Dead.
I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
I've determined what I would do.
Well, who would you be?
Okay. I would be Batman.
The shittest one.
Wait for it.
Okay.
Not for any of his powers.
Because
he doesn't have any.
His power is that he's rich. Correct me if I'm wrong.
He is rich.
That is what Ben Affleck said once.
His power is that he's rich. He has a heap of cool toys.
He does.
He lives in this fucking awesome mansion.
Yep.
So I would.
Do you
want to
be Bruce Wayne or Batman?
I want to be Bruce Wayne. I rescind it. I would like to be Bruce Wayne. I would just have the best fun for 60 minutes and pray to God that no villains tried to attack because Batman has no powers. I would just transfer myself all of the money out of Bruce Wayne's account.
Okay. Yeah.
Keep that money.
Yeah.
Because money lasts longer than 60 minutes.
It does. Most of the time.
Boom, I've foiled all your plans. I will be Bruce Wayne and I will just have a great time.
How do you explain that to the tax man?
I'd say Bruce Wayne, he did it.
It was a donation
from my mate Bruce.
From mate Brucey.
Meanwhile, Bruce is actually crying in the corner.
Yeah.
Because he's now destitute.
He's probably coming to kill me.
Yeah, he's probably.
I've become a villain.
Oh, he's joined the Karens. Ooh. The Super Karens.
Super Karens, the merged Karen.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would just really spend up big for 60 minutes and do all of the things.
So you're not going to do anything like superhero-y. Nah. You're just like, I'm going to online shop.
I might buy myself some things that would assist me to become a superhero.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like cool outfits, weapons.
Yeah.
Things like that. A house, a lair, a Batmobile.
A lair.
Batmobile, check. An Alfred.
A secret
check.
Volcano.
You're going to buy an old man.
An old man.
Buy an old
check.
Man.
An orphan. Check.
An orphan.
Done.
A robin. And have them do all of
Not
my
the
things.
Bird. The, Not the bird. The person. The child.
The person. Maybe Nightwing because he was cooler.
I don't think you can just buy
a
Nightwing.
Really,
although,
a
you
really
could.
Quick aside. We have Disney Plus at home, and you know, you make your little
we
profiles.
We all do.
Yeah.
We all
you
do Richie Rich.
You make little profiles, and my kids have this obsession with changing the name of their profile and changing the picture and everything.
Sure.
So I logged onto Disney Plus the other day. Lo and behold, one of the profiles is just called Dick. And I was ready to be so mad at my kids. And so innocently, my youngest looks at me and goes, Dick Grayson.
Oh, he planned that.
And I was
that.
Like, mate, I couldn't, I can't even be mad now.
He did.
He knew what was happening.
Mum's found out, quick, lie.
No.
Anyway.
There's no way.
The next one's pussy and is a Catwoman.
Oh, yeah. No.
Mine's just the Hulk, by the way, if anyone cares what my what Disney Plus avatar is.
What would you do as the Hulk?
Oh, no, that's my Disney avatar. Plus avatar.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's just smashed the shit out of it.
Like, what the fuck, Troy?
Got mine's nothing. Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
Mine's Ariel.
Of course.
Oh, yeah, whatever. You guys with you guys with your fucking actual Disney.
Can I, as an aside with nothing?
Okay. All right, pal.
No, okay, I will rescind that.
Rachel's been drinking water.
That was a coaster. As an aside to everything we're discussing and nothing in relation to this episode at all, I finally watched Mulan, the live action.
Oh, yes. Okay, can we discuss this for a sec?
Were you disappointed and why is your answer yes?
Okay, so it's definitely not Disney Mulan, right? Because
there's no dragon. There's no Mushu.
No Mushu. There's no singing. I made my husband watch it with me and he was like, oh, I hate musicals. I'm like, it's not a musical, mate.
No one's singing.
And I know you're disappointed. However, I did not hate the movie as a movie, if that makes sense. I was like, oh, it's a bit enjoyable. There's some fun stuff, blah, blah, blah. But in my mind the whole time, I accepted the fact that it just wasn't Disney's Mulan. It was just a cool story.
Yeah.
My story with Mulan is that we had been waiting for it for ages to become free.
Yes, so do I was not watching it to pay for it.
Not paying $35, pal.
You can take that, Disney. I pay you a monthly subscription.
Yeah, me too, definitely. But with it, we finally watched it. Well, we sat down to watch it, and my partner she's not like a Disney nut like you two are Disney nuts, but she's definitely into Disney and the classic Disney movies and all that sort of stuff. Right?
Mm-hmm.
We got about 15 minutes in and said no.
Yeah.
And not and me. We knew that it was not going to be a musical. We knew there was no Mushu, no Eddie Murphy dragons in it or anything like that. We knew that was happening, but it was just it was just very shit.
Look, it's super cliched and you can pick everything that's going to happen.
When the kid really poorly kind of jumped onto the roof and then off the roof and then slid on that pole and I'm that like they're terrible. Trying to make like a Jet Li movie.
Do you know Jet
Li
is in that movie? Jet Li is the
why did I say Jet Li? Donnie Yen's in that movie as well.
Yeah.
All the cool people. Is Jackie Chan in it?
No.
Get out of here then.
I want nothing to do with it.
Take it back.
How can you have a movie with Jet Li, Donnie Yen, and no Jackie Chan?
Yeah.
That's why it was shit.
Jackie Chan could have been fucking Mushu.
Disney. But as Jackie Chan. Yeah. He's not even a dragon or anything.
Just Jackie Chan is always just
It's just
Jackie
a tiny
Chan.
Jackie Chan just running around just being crazy.
So, look.
Yeah, wasn't a fan.
I wasn't impressed, but I was like, whatever. It's just a bit of a movie that you can sit down and watch. There were some parts where I was genuinely like, yeah, Mulan, get it. And then other parts where I was like, oh, my God. What is happening?
What got to me was that it wasn't a musical, but then they alluded to the musical numbers in the score.
Yes.
And I was like, don't you do that to me.
Ooh.
How dare you?
It was the
pointing and the cat meme. I was the angry pointing lady.
Who was
and
the cat?
Mulan was the cat.
It's just the cat. Just meowing the score back.
The TV was the cat. Like, what did I do?
At least it's better than the Lion King's effort, right? Because that wasn't really an effort. That was just like a shot-for-shot redoing of the same thing. So at least they tried something different. I get it.
I will say I cried in the remake of The Lion King, but that's just because I was very emotional at the time and Mufasa dying gets me every time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's more to do with the actual Lion King, not so much with the...
It's the story.
Yeah. I'm glad you guys get me. Anyway, I've derailed this whole episode.
I don't even know what we're talking about. Is it the Lion King episode?
We're talking about Batman.
Oh, okay,
so,
Batman.
Listen, Amy, I'm just going to say it. That's a cop-out because it's not a superhero.
Okay, great.
Also, you're not even trying to be the superhero. You're trying to be the guy pretending to be the superhero.
I knew you guys would say that, and I just wanted to get that out there to be like, that would be my preference. However, I did think of a second option.
Okay.
Which would be now. This is why I didn't check. Didn't click it.
Didn't click it.
You
know what I mean.
Yeah.
I would like to have been someone like Nightcrawler to use the teleportation.
Ooh.
However, I do not want to be Nightcrawler because that would be scary. Because
you're purple.
Yeah.
Who wants to be purple?
No one.
What are we, bloody Barney Thanos? The dinosaur?
What's that girl's name from Willy Wonka that gets turned purple?
Violet.
Violet.
Yeah. Oh, that makes was sense. Easy, Amy. Good one. So then I was racking my brain the whole time to be like, who else can teleport that I could be them? But I couldn't really think of anybody. So,
well, Kitty Pryde.
Yeah, there's quite – well, Kitty Pryde's more like a – she can phase through stuff.
Okay.
So I would like to be able to teleport to somewhere else and see things I've never seen before and then be like, bam, I'm back.
Well, I think the thing with his power is he can only – and I think they establish this more in Dark Phoenix than anything else. Is that
I've not seen Dark Phoenix.
Well – mate, let me school you
okay, great.
On how his powers work.
On this masterpiece of a film.
Mm, I've heard it's terrible.
Look,
anyway.
It is not great, but it's not, you know, it's not the worst movies. Thing. But yeah. We're not here to talk about bloody Dark Phoenix and how shit it is and why it kind of ruined everything for us. And then we got New Mutants, like we thought it was going to get better somehow, and it just got worse.
It
and
got so much
now we're
worse.
All depressed and talking about the X-Men movies.
As we cry in a corner. So is it his? He has to have seen where he's been. Is
yeah,
that
look,
him?
It's yeah. Okay. And it's I think what they sort of say in Dark Phoenix, I think, and hey, the internet will correct me if I'm wrong, but is it's kind of like a line of sight thing as well, because when they see the shuttle that's kind of like
far away.
The far away. As long as he can see it. Like, he can get there, but even if it's a bit of a bigger jump. So when you see him, like, if he's falling from something, he can, like, you know, teleport from one section to the next section to the next section to the next section.
Okay.
I guess until he can see something that he can land on or whatever.
Right.
I don't know.
So well,
I don't know how it works.
He can't just
go to Europe or something.
Yeah, you can't just teleport and go. Or,
Bam, I'm here.
I'm in Europe now. Hey, I'm in Italy.
Ah, pasta.
Yeah.
That's all I want, to be able to go to Italy and eat the pasta on the Amalfi Coast. Well, I need somebody who has...
You can do that with that Bruce Wayne money.
Hey, you guys told me I couldn't have the Bruce Wayne money. Yeah. So now I will just have to be Nightcrawler. And
you have to be Nightcrawler
and accept.
Now.
Teleportation would be the superpower I would pick anyway, if I could have any superpower.
That's not what this episode is, pal.
But I'm saying...
So which superpower do you want?
And now... You're purple.
Anyway.
Now you're purple. You did it.
Whatever. Did it, didn't you? Fine. Ramifications, I'm purple.
Yeah.
Move on. Troy.
You're now the bloody Hamburglar. No, what's the other one?
Grimace.
Grimace. But I don't want to be Grimace.
Well, you are.
You tried to be Bruce Wayne and now you're Grimace.
You ended up Grimace.
I really thought I would debate myself into being Bruce Wayne.
No.
Anyway. Whatever.
Incorrect.
Having none of it.
Fine. Oh, you know what time it is? It's time for an ad.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
And we're back.
I love
this
ads.
This is the most ridiculous.
I love ads.
Hey, we're not going to spoil how any of this works to the people who don't podcast or haven't ever been in a room with podcasters.
Not.
But
yeah.
Literally, the people who do the ad come into the room with us and they do it and then they leave.
And that's what's so ridiculous about it.
Yeah, it's crazy.
There's a lot of whispering in the background that we edit out, which is just fuck, like people dropping shit and then you come back.
Pretty much. But it's my turn.
It is.
This is where we're up to.
I can't have anything I want, so
No, Amy, you get your teleportation, but it has to be in line of sight and you're purple.
Fucking
and you're
fine.
Grimace.
Whatever.
Could you imagine if you replaced Nightcrawler from the X-Men with Grimace? I just kept the same movie.
That would be excellent. Someone do that who has that ability.
That's got to be a thing. It's like a replace a main character with Grimace and everyone else stays the same.
So listeners out there, tell us what movie you would just insert Grimace into and which character you would replace with Grimace.
The perfect example, John Wick. Grimace is John Wick.
Yeah. Exactly.
And everyone else is normal.
love that.
Exactly.
That would Titanic. Be fucking, I would watch that movie.
Absolutely.
Which I one's love Titanic?
Titanic and Grimace's Rose.
Rose. And she's,
she just floats by herself.
Hanging
just
like one of your French girls.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my God. Grimace titties. Nah, this is going somewhere.
No, it's just Grimace.
All right. Look. Me, you ask,
yes.
Troy.
Yes,
you?
Yeah, I thought you were Hulk, yeah. But that was just no, your profile. That was,
that's just my Disney you avatar, pal. I would be, and this is, it's the guy who has been made the most fun of in the history of all the major superheroes.
The Green Lantern.
For a second to him.
Is it Superman?
No one makes fun of Superman.
I love him.
I love Superman.
Aquaman.
Ooh.
So everyone's always like, ooh, Aquaman.
That's a good
like,
one.
You can't even fucking
can
do
I have
anything.
Aquaman?
No.
Get out of here, Grimace.
Man, I suck with no preparation.
Okay. I wish you could see Amy's water bottle because it's almost it's looks Grimace. Exactly like
it's Grimace.
Grimace.
Even talks like Grimace.
So look, Aquaman, think about it for a sec. 60 minutes
yeah.
to just dive in the ocean, swim around, and just talk to plankton and whatnot. You probably wouldn't want to talk to plankton.
So I think dolphins that's what, or but, you know, like
you could yeah, you could talk to dolphins,
it would
whales,
be essentially crustaceans. An episode of SpongeBob.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
But no one would be living in a pineapple under the sea.
You
you'd
don't
be,
know.
You'd just be you cruising around.
Going to Atlantis.
Maybe it'd be a little bit more like a Little Mermaid. You know, with like Sebastian the crab and stuff, and everybody would be singing. Maybe I don't know if animals sing.
You're trying
sing
to lure
like,
me in and it's working.
Right? You said something about the Little Mermaid.
But you know what I mean? Like, think about how cool that would be just to see what happens. And it could turn out that sea creatures are fucking dumb or completely dull and boring. And you're just like, well, fuck, I've just wasted 60 minutes, haven't I?
You're sitting on the bottom of the ocean.
Imagine if they were like the most, either the most boring dinner guest or like they were completely condescending know-it-alls.
Yeah. It's like a dolphin rocks up and you're like, God damn it, Steve. If you tell me about your tax returns and how quickly you got them in this year. One more time, pal. I'm going to lose my fucking mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They could be like that. They could be really cool. We don't know. There's only one way to find out, and that's be Aquaman for 60 minutes.
That's a good one.
What would be the ramifications of that?
Nothing. What could possibly – maybe I make some lifelong friends that I can no longer talk to.
He's out fishing one day and he catches a fish. He's like, oh Brian.
No.
This one looks familiar.
Yeah.
You
would never be able to eat seafood again.
You could never eat seafood again because you've established relationships with these things.
Yeah. I like seafood.
Me too. So it'd be hard. Maybe that would be
–
that's the ramification.
Is that I would have to give up seafood or potentially eat my friends, which I'm not against –
Ariel
did it too. So
exactly.
You just
we've established that she's, you know, well into cannibalism.
Psycho. Yep.
So that would be my thing. I guess that would be the only real ramifications. Maybe I'd have real pruny skin for being under the ocean. Maybe I'd blocked ears. Maybe I'd get the bends.
You'd get wicked ear infection from that. Mate.
I'd probably get a wicked ear infection.
Yeah. But you've got Aquaman's powers, right? So surely he's immune to ear infections.
No, he gets ear infections all the time.
Damn,
you just don't see it. It's just not cool on a comic book panel to have him in there like
And he's got athlete's foot too, just because.
Just because. Nothing to do with being in the ocean.
Yeah.
It's just an injury that he's had.
Because he's constantly moist.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Moist
in that suit.
Yeah. Mm. So the tinier is just unbelievable. Mm.
Does anyone remember the movie Aquaman? Obviously, it only came out a couple of years ago.
Hang on. I'll just go back through my memory
Yeah, I did. 2017. Yes, I remember it well.
Yeah.
The suit just appeared on him, didn't it, when he got the trident finally?
Yeah,
it, just, like,
it did.
Did that cool thing that suits do?
Yeah.
That's stupid.
Mm. It's
just wanted to point that out.
It's straight up Aqua Elsa'd onto his body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird.
It is. Could you imagine getting into that suit? We need to talk about that. How inconvenient is the right word? Mm. It would be having to get dressed as a superhero.
Yeah.
I think it's just like, yes.
Mm.
Now, the bigger question is traditional Superman, classic Superman, if you will, with the undies on the outside.
No.
Is that a choice? Whose choice was that?
That was a terrible choice.
It was a terrible choice.
That was his choice.
It was his choice. It has to be his choice, right?
Yeah.
At worst, it's his mum saying, this is how you're leaving the house. I made this suit for you. So you're
Maybe
also got jocks on
it. Maybe it's because he's an alien Let's be real.
Mm.
Yeah.
And he still doesn't quite understand fashion because he's just a small town Texas boy, right?
Mm.
Texas?
He's not from Kansas? Texas, but yeah.
Smallville, wherever he is. He's just a small town Smallville
just
boy.
Just a small town boy.
Oh, yeah. Anyway.
You guys sing a lot.
We do. Yeah.
So yes, he still doesn't quite understand fashion. And he just remembers all the time that Martha was like, Clark, wear clean underwear. So he's put them on display so that his mother can see that they're clean.
Well, she never specified where to wear the clean underwear.
Exactly.
He could have put them on his head.
He could have.
That would have been bad.
And we're grateful that he didn't.
We are. I'm grateful that he no longer has them on the outside in more mainstream.
I'd be more grateful if he didn't wear a suit at all.
Same.
Well, let's be real.
Okay,
let's be real for a sec.
Yeah.
We'd all rather it if it was just a naked Henry Cavill all the time.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes. Now, if I could spend 60 minutes as any character from a superhero film, it would be Lois Lane and I would get railed.
Whoa.
I like where this is going.
Yeah.
Clark. You, me. 60 minutes.
We got 60 minutes. He's like, what are we going to do it 72 times?
At least.
Yeah.
Because he's like super fast and, you know, we've all been there.
Mm.
No need to rub it in. Yeah, cool. Excellent.
That's great.
Derailed.
Somehow I ended up with the worst ramifications in that I'm purple.
You However, ended up as Grimace, pal.
Yeah, and your power doesn't even work the way you want it to.
Listen. At least it would be fun. I'd have a great 60 minutes.
You'd have a great 60
so
minutes.
So you're just going to teleport around the house while you're purple.
Yeah, well, see, the problem is you can't teleport too far because you've got to get back.
You've only got 60 minutes.
Yeah.
You could end up
telling. 30 minutes in one direction.
Yeah.
And then 30.
Yeah.
It's like when you go for a run, you're like, I'm going to run for like 30 minutes, right? And you're like, well, I can't just run straight for 30 minutes.
No.
You got a time. You got to do 15 minutes there, and then you know you can do 15 minutes back.
Yeah. So essentially, I'm going to Innisfail, and then I'm coming up.
Good day.
I'm going to get a pie from the bakery and then come home.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, I will be purple. This is terrible. I've made a terrible choice.
You have made a terrible choice.
I wanted to be Bruce Wayne.
You tried to cheat, Amy, and that's what you get.
This is what I get.
Does anybody else have any other choices?
I mean,
does anybody want to throw anything out there?
Being Superman would be fun.
Yeah. No, you can't be Superman.
Oh, I'm just trying to. I'm not being anyone anymore. I'm being Amy, and that's it.
It's just the most classic one, isn't it?
Well,
and, you know, he's like, oh, yeah, I'll have all the powers in the world. You can't do that. Superman shit because of that.
Mm.
I like the character. It's fine. You know, Henry Cavill's hot. We know. We established it. But Superman is just, it's, you know, it's a basic bitch character, okay?
Fine.
Okay.
I am a basic bitch, though.
That's fine. Regardless, you can't have that character.
You're so salty right now.
I'm so cross. Rachel, fine. Over to you. Because all of my choices have been vetoed.
Another choice from me.
Oh, look, if you've got one.
Sure. I'm going to say Professor Charles Xavier.
Wow. So you'd like to be effectively disabled for 60 minutes.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, that's you're
cool with
that. I like
sitting in
that's
a chair
okay.
anyway.
I'm Cerebro the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah, knew it.
I'm just going to go find people. For what purpose?
Wow.
I don't know.
You're just going to like peer into their
peer
most
into their
inner,
world.
Deep, dark thoughts.
Ooh. I'll be
I'm
Flash.
I'm
going
to learn all the secrets. Oh, here we go.
You've had two choices, pal.
I'll be the Flash.
Why do you want to be the Flash?
Because he can run real quick.
Yep.
And I would just get so much shit done.
You'd probably get there quicker than if you were
teleporting exactly.
30 metres down the road at a
you,
time.
Yeah, you could get further than Innisfail.
Mm, absolutely.
You could easily get further. You
absolutely.
Would hope. There's a lot of roadworks between here and there, but you know,
yeah,
you
I just
get
run,
through.
Run through the banana paddocks. Yeah, I'll be the Flash.
Cool. It wasn't your turn, but that's fine.
Troy, how about you?
No, I don't think we had finished.
No, I was Charles Xavier, well, and I'm just going to...
And that's it. You just want to creep into
I'm
people's...
I'm
going to
creep, not for the entire hour. I'm also going to control people and make them do weird shit and freeze stuff and just be an all-round menace
She'd
for like an hour.
From being able to run anywhere as the Flash, just to spite me.
Absolutely. And turn her purple also.
Right.
I don't know if that's in Charles's powers, but I'm sure he can make it work. Make her hold her breath so she turns purple.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So regardless, you're not going anywhere and you're purple.
I give up.
Deal with it, pal.
Fine. What about you, Troy? Have you got any others?
Look, this is a weird one.
Okay.
Could go down a very dark path. I don't know how this is going to go.
We've talked about Grimace. We'll make it dark. Me dying almost, so we'll be fine.
Okay. Because I want to touch on the dying part a little bit more.
Okay.
Not you, but just in general. Just in general. I would like to, just for 60 minutes,
yeah,
to be like a Deadpool or like a Wolverine.
Okay.
With that insane healing factor where, you know, it's like...
Oh, so you just want to injure
yourself
for a
bit? Almost impossible to die. Yeah, I just want to self-harm.
To test the limits.
No, look, it'd honestly be like just to... Yeah, exactly that. Just to... You could do absolutely anything. And if you fucked it up, there's honestly no ramifications for at least 60 minutes. Now,
true.
That's assuming that you have enough time to heal in that time. And it's never been discussed necessarily how long certain things take. If you take the Deadpool movie with the little baby legs, that took a few hours.
My God. You just get to the end of the 60 minutes and have baby
legs. Just got baby
legs. You're stuck with baby
legs.
Like,
well, you know, I had a good run.
I'll
never run again, but I had a good run. But yeah, I just think it would be cool to just be able to really sort of push the limits and just do some wild shit with next to no ramifications. Haven't you ever thought this is where it's going to get dark.
Okay.
But you know, like imagine you were just driving a car. And you're like, I'm just going to drive this car off this cliff.
I have thought that so many times. And even you, like when...
This is my point. Like this is weird.
Yeah, and like when you're holding a knife, you're like, maybe I should just stab myself.
Yeah, I wonder what it'd feel like if I just stabbed myself a couple of times.
Yeah, well, you don't know what it feels like because you never do it, right?
And you never would.
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
And we're not...
Unless you were Deadpool.
But
unless
you were Deadpool. They come.
That's right. They do. We've all been there.
Yeah, we have.
But yeah, I think it...
or maybe it's just... Like
just
us three.
In particular.
Look, it could be, you know, maybe being on this podcast leads us to some dark thoughts.
Maybe it does.
But anyway, I think it would be cool.
That is a good
one. Yeah, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah, you just cut your finger off and it's like, just watch it grow back.
Yeah.
Fun times.
You'd have to be very strict. You'd still feel the pain, though.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Oh, yeah, you do. Like, you feel the pain.
Yeah, no, I'm out.
But then you know what it feels like.
And you know what it feels like. And then you wouldn't be afraid of anything anymore because you're like, I've been stabbed, shot, cut, burned, et cetera.
Whatever.
Driven a car off a cliff like Thelma and Louise, except survived.
Yeah.
You know, all that sort of stuff. And you'd be like, you know, nothing could hurt you in the sense of... You'll be like, oh, I don't want to have to go to work. And it's like, who cares?
Yeah.
Or you know what it feels like and you just never want to feel that ever again.
You just
end up in a corner, fetal position. Well, Everything's out to get me.
That would probably be the ramifications of that.
It's all the trauma.
Okay, maybe I didn't think that one fully through.
Yeah, look, I ended up as Grimace, so I think if anyone didn't think anything through... It's me.
It was you. That's true.
Anyway, I think that's a good one. I think that would be great fun.
Cool. 100%.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Look, hey, well, that's the question of the week, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you want to let us know which superhero you would be for 60 minutes, why, what the ramifications would be, I don't know how long you want to make this thing. Just let us know stuff.
Let us know. And, like, honestly, you're already one step ahead of us because we literally had to think these up on the spot.
That's right.
And you've got all the time in the world.
You can do research.
Yeah.
Yeah, imagine that.
And don't end up Grimace.
Listen, I tried real hard not to be Grimace, but anyway, whatever. I lost. It's fine. I accept defeat. However, someone can write me a story of how I beat these two with my options, please tell me because I would love to hoard
I would love to know how it would be cooler to be Grimace than Aquaman, say.
Yep.
Which I feel like with as much shit as Aquaman has gotten, it's probably pretty
someone
easy.
Will find a way.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And I'm living for it.
All right, but that is it, I think.
Yeah.
I feel like we're done here.
Yes,
absolutely. We're going to be back next week with a brand new episode.
Absolutely.
So what does everybody need to do?
They need to subscribe.
That's right. And where can they subscribe, Troy?
Oh, damn.
No, Grimace.
Shut up,
no
Grimace.
No one's talking to you.
I'm out. See
ya. Grimace. Wah, wah.
Be quiet. Over to you, Troy.
What was the question? Subscribe. You can subscribe on iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you find your bloody podcast, isn't it?
Yes.
Isn't it? Leave us a review. Tell a friend about the show. Do whatever you want.
You can also email us, Amy. Where can they email us?
They can email us at comiccompod@gmail.com.
Shut up, Grimace.
Or if you want to get in on the action and actually interact with us one-on-one.
One-on-one.
You can search us in Facebook for the Comic Confidential listener community. Join in all of the fun. I'm there. Troy's there. Amy's there.
Mm.
Kate's there.
Look, we also do have a an Instagram and a Twitter.
Yes.
We're trying to be a little bit more active on those things as well. Trying to reach out to people wherever we can.
Learning how to do that, yes.
But Amy's learning on the job.
Yeah. One thing you should know about me is I'm real shit at thinking about superpowers on the spot, and I'm also terrible at social media.
Excellent.
Yes.
So you can search either of those, Twitter, Instagram. That's at Comic Con Pod. You can find us there. You can also check out some of the other great shows on the CC Radio Network, which we are a part of, and that is the Countdown Movie and TV Reviews podcast with Paul and Wayne, and the Believe Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio show.
Mm-hmm. I feel like Grimace could be on Believe.
Well, he's definitely a something that's paranormal.
Mm. I feel like Grimace is almost hosting Believe at this point.
Yeah.
All you need to do if you want to check out any of those other shows on the CC Radio Network, you just, wherever you find your podcasts, is search CC Radio. That's CC Radio. I don't know how to spell it any other way.
The letter C twice. And then radio.
God.
I think we're done.
I think we're done.
Look, all thanks for listening, everybody. As always, I'm Rachel.
I'm Troy.
And I'm Amy.
And this has been
Comic Confidential. Yes! I got in there in the end. I fucking won.
Oh, my God.
Grimace for life.
Grimace.